I'll try to bring them in tomorrow. Either way, start going through the Gemara and Gimel and Aleph through Gimel and Beis. As we discuss, Gemara Rashi tells us Rambam, begin with that, and we'll add some other issues. We'll be getting into more mainstream Namanos, Shechita issues, Kuti, Mumar. That'll be the next couple of daf, and we'll be focused on that. Okay. On the last couple of shiurim, or the last shiur and a half, I think, we've been discussing the question of what kind of kli is required for Shechitas Chulin and Shechitas Kadshim, and this gave us an opportunity to analyze both the relationship again between Chulin and Kadshim, and as well as to discuss a little bit about Shechitas Kadshim and in general about the different levels of Kedusha and Kedushas Aguf. So I want to finish off with that. At the moment. Before I begin, let me just a quick hara. David Weiss came to my office a little while ago to suggest, I think that's what he was suggesting the other day in the shir, that there could be another reading of the Gemara which would avoid concluding that the Gemara is deriving the criterion of Kli in Shechitas Kadshim from Shechitas Chulin. And he's suggesting to read it the following way, that basically the Gemara introduces the problem, then the Gemara gives the answers. The Gemara says, "Ibay seimel alam de itmi b'meis u'kagon shabadak kromis shel kana v'shachat ba." And basically, you should stop right there. Basically, the Gemara is telling us that we're talking about a situation of shechitas kadshim, but it's a shechitas kadshim which is kromis shel kana. You'll tell me if I'm saying it right. Okay, so basically we should stop right here. The Gemara is not telling you that Kromis Shokana can be used for Shechitas Kadshim based on the fact that it works in Shechitas Chulin. We're just being told that Kromis Shokana can be a proper Sakin for Shechita. And then he wants to read Tosis on this line as if Tosis hadn't seen the next line or didn't need the next line. Vim Tomar, Vehech Yishkot B'Kromis Shokana, as if that's again a din in kadshim alone. Habi'inan kli kedibuchav b'sof hatoda. Then you, in other words, have to bring in the Gemara in Zvachin daf Tzadi Zayin that machelas and the context of olam requires a kli shares. That's Tosis' question on this line, and the answer is in Achanami you don't need a kli shares, you need a kli. And then the next line of the Gemara is the Tanya. That's not telling you that that you need a kli because, or that you don't need a kli shares, or that you don't need a kli because in chulin you don't. Rather, that's telling you a totally different issue, and that is maybe there should be a problem of pegimos in a sakin, just as there's a problem, just as there would be a problem in chulin. So maybe you shouldn't be able to use a kana shel kromis for that reason. The answer is the Tanya. We know that from a Gima point of view, in terms of Heksher, Shechita, in terms of what it shares with Shechitas Chulin, that problem is not a problem at all. That's what we're invoking Tezvam and Beis. That's how you want to read it. If you read it that way, so the Gemara didn't say that you, the kind of Kli that you require, whether you require a Kli, whether you do or don't require a Kli Shares, depends on Shechitas Chulin. All we're learning from Shechitas Chulin is that there's not a Shechitas Chulin problem in Kachim 2, namely a problem of Pegimos. If you read it that way, that would disentangle the sugya. The sugya never said that the requirement of kli and kadshim is exactly the same as chulin. That might explain Tosas in Zvachim, Tzadi, exactly that sugya, Tzadi Zayin with Beis, where, as we pointed out, Tosas almost ignores this Gemara. Tosas basically says, yeah, you need a kli shares, of course, in kadshim, because it's kadshim. You wouldn't need it in chulin. And the whole Tosas there assumes that chulin and kadshim are totally different. So that would be an interesting way to read it. As I pointed out, I don't think you have to. I think it's a kiddush to read it that way, but I think it would work nicely for Tosas and Zvachim. For the Rambam, I think it's clearly not so, as we indicated, because the Rambam Shita is that you don't even need a kli at all in Kadshim, and basically the Rambam himself in Ma'aser Kavanos tells you that b'di'eved, look to Shechitas Chulin. The Rambam isn't talking about pegimos. The Rambam is talking about the standards that are b'di'eved ma'akev in Shechitas Kadshim. Basically, it seems clear that the Rambam read the Gemara the way I would normally have read it, and I think most Rishonim read it, which is that the Ditanya is also proving that you can get away with this standard of kli. It's not only involved in the chulin part of the kachim, it's also involved in the kachim part of the kachim. That's how the Rambam knows that even if you don't have a kli sharis, you don't need a kli, because otherwise the Rambam should have taken a much easier way out. Namely, if there's some reason that you didn't need a kli sharis, because, let me say it this way, there are two reasons, there are two pieces of evidence that you don't need a kli sharis. One is chulin, and the other is, if you hold, like Rabbi, that kli sharis cannot consist of kliates. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph, I gave you that Rambam to look at, does say very clearly that a kli sharis cannot be from kliates. So either way, even if you were to read the way David is suggesting, the Rambam would still have a problem. Namely, it says here that chromos shokana is fine for shechita, and that's certainly not a kli sharis. But how would the Rambam know that just because you don't need a kli sharis, that you don't need a kli, when you consider that the Gemara in Zvachim says nothing about a kli sharis, but says, say, explicitly that you require a kli? It says macheles, and macheles is a kli, and that's in the context of ola. So good, you don't need a kli sharis b'di'eved, but you would certainly need a kli b'di'eved, unless you thought that invoking this brisa here in Chulin, Gimel Amud Aleph, is a way of saying b'di'eved, you can get away with the standards of Chulin, which is exactly what the Rambam says anyway, when he says, you know, you can get away with what you get away with in Chulin, look in Hilchos Shechita, and in Hilchos Shechita, it's clear that you don't need a kli. So it's a davar pashut to me, at least, that the Rambam did not read the Gemara the way that it's being suggested. I think that most Rishonim did not read it that way, but they read it v'chulei. They understood that the Krom Shokana is connected to its Hekshar in Chulin. But I think it is an interesting and a good way to explain the Shitos that ignore the connection. Again, the Miri ignores the connection, but in the other direction, by saying the whole Sukkah is talking about Chulin, that's wild, you know, just because, as we said, the Ikar question seems to be about Kadshim. But you'd have two opposite ways, I guess, to read the Gemara. One, the Meiri, we just don't know how he reads it so much, but we know that he does read it that way. And B, this other way of reading, in which we could disentangle these. So, but the Pashas, I think, they are connected. Yeah.
Could we also be medayak from the fact that there's Barak from it, Shulchanah, that in fact he's not matakin kli?
I'm sorry, again, which says
that you're
Badak Kromit Shulchana. I mean, why does it say Badak?
It means it's just to say that he didn't use and fashion it. He found a Kromit and they know it, and it does the job.
Okay, and therefore?
That he wasn't Matakin, you know, as Tosis describes it, Matakin Kli.
It means to be against Tosis. Tosis says we're talking about a case where he was Matakin.
And perhaps as the reason for
unless
the
you say that Badak means to see that it's that it is a Kli.
But then, sorry.
What are you trying to solve? You say this wouldn't work with Tosis.
It would not work, and would be good for the Rambam, because then you could say be direct from that you don't need a kli, because you just, you know, so you sort of found it and you're voting it.
Could be. Again, it's very small. If I had choice between, you know, the diuk of Badak, I mean, in reconstructing, if you have other evidence, I think it worked. If I was just reading Badak Kromit Shulchana, and then I read a Gemara in Zvachim which says you need a macheles for Shechitas Kadshim. You know, I wouldn't assume that this Badak, which is just a statement anyway, and it isn't a limud or anything, would outweigh that. But in light of, I think, the Pashtus of, I think, simple reading of the Gemara is the way I read it, which is that the Gemara is equating these two things, and then you look back and you said, and it also says Badak, so, you know, even to say what Bali Tosa say, which is Mistama, there was a Tikkun Kli here, I think that Ha'ara is correct. Mm-hmm. But so I don't think the word Badak alone would, if it wasn't for the fact that the Ram read the Gemara about the link between the Kli and Kadshim here, I don't think that alone would have done it.
Also, the Meiri about that says that it's talking about Cholosh and Asokah and Tosh and not about Kadshim.
Right.
His argument is that because Shechita is sort of the defining, you know, it's so definitional for Shechita's Kadshim and for Kadshim, for determining that it's Kadshim, that therefore that is his rationale for why it couldn't be possible that you couldn't have a.
Well, he doesn't say anything, so we just don't know. Just to speculate.
I think he says that in that piece on the dash here.
That what?
That because Shechitas
Well, he says Shechitas Kachem requires a klisharis.
Right, and I think he gives the rationale for it too.
And he says it's based on the Gemara in Shavuos, right? The base on base. Right, and what else does he say?
I think he says that because it determines the korban.
Yeah, he's quoting Gemara in Shavuos. That's a quotation of Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Yud Beis on the base. Now again, we could interpret that, you know, that along the lines, we'll get back to that point in just a second, like we said the other day, but that's what turns it into a zebach and so on. Maybe that's what he means. But he's quoting, it's really just a quote of Shavuos Daf Yud Beis on Beis, which really, as I say, none of the other Rishonim quote, because the context of that Gemara is really just to say, if you have a designated carbon and you're not going to use it for that designation, and you want to, you know, and therefore you have to switch it for it to be meaningful to something else, then that kind of a, you know, lay bezdin mas naleim, that, you know, the stam shchita is going to be the mashahin for whatever it's good for. It's like a certain flexibility in the shchita. It's true that that means that the shchita will transform it into something else. I think your ha'ara is a good ha'ara. That Gemara in Shavuos itself may, I think I alluded to that on Thursday, may be a raya for the idea that shchita isn't so much like a kiddush klishares, but it makes it into a certain a zebach or a certain kind of zebach. And maybe the Meiri is sensitive to that, but the Meiri is the only one who quotes that Gemara in Shavuos. Yeah, that's what he's quoting there, in base with this. Yeah, you know, okay, one more, but yeah.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Is this significant to the fact that the Rambam seems to be saying there's an idea of an idea of the Reis L'Chafila, that in other words...
Well, we explained that. I think the Rambam, it is significant, and then we spent some time on that. In other words, what is this L'Chafila B'diyavah? If you don't need a Klishares, so what would be the point of the Klishares? Especially since there's a lot of evidence in the Gemaras and Zvachim about Klishares in general, that that this kind of in-between status, you know, really shouldn't exist. Aside from the general issue, whether our L'Chafilas and Dereisas and the mitzvos, which we talked about earlier in the year also in terms of shvita, right, the Rosh Simonim or Shnei Simonim Ba'of, things of that sort. So aside from that, just in klishares, it's very difficult because normally we associate klishares with need. If there's no need for klishares, then it may not have the, might not be able to accomplish the kiddush of a klishares. So it is a kiddush. I was suggesting that, you know, this may work by explaining that, you know, you have certain flexibility. You can relate to shchita in the context of kachim in one of two ways. You can see it as an avoda and accentuate it as an avoda, and that's why I pulled in all the other issues. What about is there l'chatchila of kohen? What about the pious, the ritva and yuma? What about Shabbos? Is it only ayde kohen or even ayde zar? What about big day kahuna, the shlobashas avoda? What about the issues of, you know, all the other questions? Does it matter when a coin is being... I think you have to relate it to something like that, frankly. Okay, anyway, we'll get back to another point about that in just a minute. Anyways, that is the... just again about the relationship with sukkahs. What we really, really saw then was that there are several perspectives that come out of the sugya about the relationship between shivas kachin and kulin. One is that they are completely separate, and David just suggested how maybe to read the Gemara. The Meiri, again, has a dochic way of reading the Gemara. Tosfos and Zvachim definitely seems to be going in that direction, as we've discussed. That's one. Or that they're equal, which I think is a simple reading of the Gemara. And if they're equal, as we discussed last time, it can be equal in either direction. Equal because the shchita in Kachim is downplayed. Equal because shchita in chulin is also rooted in kachim. The first one being the shchita mekubetzes in zvachim, and based on the extended analysis of Rabbi Yaakov Mar Elyon, etc. The second view being based on a lot of things that we saw earlier in the year, the Rush, the Riyah Nagid, etc. And I think the contribution was made on Thursday, the Bach, who had the idea of l'chatchila klishares, which again I think is novea from... If you read the whole Gemara Kipshuto, I think that's very compelling. So I just wanted to add two things to that. And number one, just to remind you what we said earlier in the year, in light of this, I alluded to it then, but I said I would finish it up then, now, and I just want to go back to it, and that is that there's an interesting debate about the status of Lishma and Kachim L'Shem Chulin. That's if I take a carbon and I shecht it L'Shem Chulin. If I take a carbon and I shecht it L'Shem some other carbon, so then it depends. If it's a chatas and a pesach, that's the first Mishnah in Tzachim. If I take a korban pesach and a korban chatas and I shecht it l'shem ola, so that's a psul. If I take a any other korban, let's say an ola or a shlamim or whatever it is, and I shecht it l'shem something else, so then it's lo ola l'bailin l'shem chova, but it isn't a psul korban. In other words, it's partially undercut, but not completely. So the difference between Chatzos and Pesach and other Karbanos. But what if you take a Karban and you're Shochet L'Shem Chulin? What happens then? So the Gemara discusses this in the first paragraph of Svachim, and again later on Daf Mem Vav in Svachim. And basically the Gemara concludes that Bimina Machriv, Shalom Bimina Lo Machriv. It's a very important idea generally. Basically the idea of the Gemara is that, you know, in order to be posel something, it has to be linked to it, it has to be mitzuref to it in some way. If it's just, you know, apples and oranges, they're completely unrelated, so then the machsheves zar is, you know, just, it's absurd, it's just meaningless. Right. So that's what the Gemara seems to be saying, bimino machriv, if you have karbanos and you mix them up, that's a problem. Shelo bimino, it's so absurd, it's so disconnected, lo machriv, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem. However, what happens, that's true as far as the question of being posel. So if you shochet, let's say, a chatos, l'shem chulin, so then, according to the Gemara, there's no problem. It's not going to be posel. What about, is it olal l'shem chova? So that, the Gemara does seem to say, that it's lo olal l'shem chova. I'm sorry, that it's lo olal l'shem chova. However, the Ramban, and that's the Rambam Paskins, and that's what the Gemara seems to say in a few places. However, the Ramban in Milchamos, in Rosh Hashanah, just happens to mention this, and he happens to say that it's even Olam L'Bailam L'Shem Chova. In other words, it seems to be a debate, evidence in the Gemara notwithstanding. I'm not going to try to explain that now, because it's very far afield from our sugya. But there seems to be a machlokes in Rambam and Ramban, in other words, whether Shochet Kadshim L'Shem Chulin is lo ol l'bailam l'shem chova or ol l'bailam l'shem chova. And just in light of everything we discussed, this becomes a very interesting issue. It could be about one of two things. It could be completely disconnected from what we discussed, and it's just a question of where you draw the line in the rule of b'mino machriv, shelo b'mino lo machriv. In other words, only as far as being machriv to be posel, or even as far as lo ol l'bailam l'shem chova, right? Or just what does it take to disrupt L'bailam l'shem chova, maybe very little. And maybe even a non-mitzura, almost absurd, you know, kind of foreign kavana can do that. But the issue could theoretically have nothing to do with what we're discussing. Or it could be that basically there's some agreement on what it takes to disrupt l'ol l'bailam l'shem chova. And what we mean by b'mino machrim shelo b'mino lo machrim. And the question really is, how absurd and how distant is the kavana of chulin from kadshim, especially on the shechita level? Here, I think in theory, one might be mechalik between shechita and other things, although I haven't seen anybody say it. But in light of everything we've been discussing, shechita navoda, shechita cherub bazar, all the things that we've been talking about, is it possible that there's a difference between shechita and everything else? And maybe this is good for the question: how b'mino machriv is it? How shelo b'mino machriv is it? That very much depends, or theoretically could depend, on the issues we've been talking about. Rabbi Yaakov Mor Elyon, Shita Betzis and Zvachim, the Rosh and the Rebbe Nagid, and everything that we've been saying. And then I just remind you again that the Rambam has one other wrinkle, and that is that when it comes to Karban Pesach, there the Rambam actually says that L'Shem Chulin is actually post on the Karban. That's a big chiddush in the Rambam. All the Nosei Kalim ask where he got that from, because it's true, the Gemara only says that with regard to Katos, that bimino makriv shelo bimino lo makriv. How did the Rambam know that Pesach was any different when we normally do associate Pesach and Katos with regard to this question of Lishma, being posel? So again, it could have nothing to do with Chulin. It could just be that what we're really seeing, and this is certainly half the story, what we're really seeing is that even though the same halacha applies to Pesach and to Chatos, namely that Shelo Lishma is posel, but maybe that works in a different way. And I think it does, and I think there's a lot of evidence in the Rambam internally that it does. But Chatos, it's about ruining the Shem Kodesh, etc. And in Pesach, it's more about that there is no what I call generic fallback, and Korban Pesach is just such unusual karban that doesn't have a shame, regular shame karban, and then a more specific karban Pesach. It's not in Vayikra, it's in Shmos, it has all sorts of other unusual characteristics. It's just not, if you miss achieving l'shem chova in Pesach, there just there is no such thing as lebailim l'shem chova. Maybe there are some possible glitches with that svara, but that would be the basic idea. That's one way to look at it. But I mentioned earlier in the year that the Ohr Sameach has another suggestion, and that is that when it comes to Korban Pesach, the relationship to Chulin is just different. A, it's Kodshim Kalin. B, the role of Shechita, as we discussed earlier in the year, is more prominent. So, but again, just plugging in now to what we've been discussing the last 2 days again, which is no matter what you say about the relationship between Shechitas Kodshim generally and Shechitas Chulin, there may be a wrinkle about Shechitas Korban Pesach and Shechitas Chulin. After all, there it's Ikar L'Achila, right? And that's why if you bring Korban Pesach to Tuma, then Tuma Hutra B'tzibur will allow you even to do Achilas HaKorban, which is not true in other Korbanos. And as I said, the Shechita is Koveya for the Minui, all the other things that we discussed earlier. But this, again, has to be put in context of all of this. What I've suggested in this light is that if you look at the Psukim, the Vizavachta used in Parshas Re'eh and Vishachata, or Vishachat, used in the context of Korban, Pesach, and other Korbanos, I think is highly suggestive that what's really happening here is very, very complex. And that is, that we're getting two movements at the same time, namely a downgrading in Kodshim and an upgrading in Chulin, of Vizavachta in Chulin and a Vishachata in Kodshim, but for the very same reason. And having said that, let me just mention one other ha'ara. I'm about to quote in a couple of minutes, Evan Ezel for something else, but in the very same piece, on this Rambam, in Ilchos Ma'aser Korbanos, so he quotes the Shita Mekubetzes. I just discovered this last night. He quotes the Shita Mekubetzes on Mem Zayin, right? The one that says that, how could you not have a Kli Shares for Shechita? Why would it be different than any other Avoda? And the answer is because Shechita also is Isa Bechul. That Shechita Mekubetzes, which we, I think, correctly so made so much of. So the Mrs. Al-Melta says, however, I have a real problem with that Shechita Mekubetzes. Because after all, isn't there a difference between Shechitas Kulin and Shechitas Kodshim with regard to the requirement of Kavana? Right? So I thought that was just interesting. Shades of Bach. Right? So he said, he quotes the Shechita Mekubetzes, Hinei Shechita Mekubetzes v'Zvachim, Shechitas Chulin, he says, Aval Ein Zeh Muchrach, the Shechitas Chulin will boy Kavana the Shechita, Aval Kodshim boy Kavana, the Shechitas Kodshim Mesasek Pasol, Imkein Shafer, Efshut B'inyan Klishares, B'inyan Klishares, Kedin Avodas Kodshim. So again, just in light of the Bach, who raised that question in Simen Aleph on the Kasher Tzivisicha, I think, and yet, when it comes to Chulin, has the Lechatchila of Roy Lekli Shares, I think again you see that this whole issue is being played out in this way. And having said that, I just move to one other issue, and that is, again, we'll come back to it in another minute, but we talked about, the possibility that you don't need a Kli Shares in Shechitas Kodshim. But the Gemara in Sota says that there is a kiddush, and compares the kiddush, the double kiddush of mincha, to the double kiddush of zavach, namely that you need kiddusha al yedei shechita and kiddusha al yedei kabbalas hadam beklishares. Right. So we explained that according to a whole group of achronim, this is especially again a very big theme in the Griz, as we discussed, that the shechita is the mekadesh, and not so much the klishares. So you still might need a klishares, or not, but basically the shechita is the davar mekadesh. And I wanted to take it a step further and say again that it's the zavachta. It's what makes it into a zavach, and so on. So this idea that the shechita is the davar mekadesh, I think, and that it's connected to the word zavachta, I think also works nicely according to the overlapping perspective that we're pushing here, which is that basically what gives Kedusha to a Korban is what comes from the common denominator of Shechitas Kodshim Bechulin. It's B'Shachatata only because that, you know, is connected to the Zavach. And Dafke, you don't need a Kli Sharis. According to some Rishonim, there's no Chalos of a Kli Sharis. According to the Rambam, that's what we were saying before, if you go the route of Kli Sharis, that still is meaningful. Okay, but according to the other Rishonim, it's very possible that you don't need a Kli Sharis, you shouldn't use a Kli Sharis, it makes no difference if you use a Kli Sharis. It's the Shechita itself. So you could say, well, it's the Shechita in the context of Kodshim. I mean, it is, of course, the Shechita in the context of Kodshim. But what I'm saying is you could say that the context of Kodshim, you know, makes its Shechita totally different. But I'm just saying, if the word Vizavach does is any indication, and that word really is, you know, connected in Parshas Re'eh to Shechita Schulin, so then Dafka, ironically, but not so ironically, it's the regular process of Shechita applied to Kodshim, which is the Davar HaMikdash. And surely that's very important. Okay. In terms of the basic Shechitas that we've seen in this Sugya, so basically there are, I guess, five or six different Shechitas, just to mention very quickly. One is that you do require Kli Sharis for Shechitas Kodshim. That is, of course, Shechitas Rashi, very explicitly, on Vav and Beis in Sota, and Yedalot and Beis in Sota. That's also Shita Sami'iri, and it's the Shita of some of the Bali Tosas, Tosas Shans and Sota, but some of the Bali Tosas around as well. The only question then is, would you require an equivalent, at least l'chatchila, of a Roy l'kli shares for a Kulin? And that, I think, if you read the Gemara a certain way, you would think, yes, namely you need a Kli She'ena Shalates, according to Rebbe, and we saw that idea in the Bach. That's one Shita. The next Shita is like our Tosis, which is that you need a Kli, but not necessarily a Kli Sharis, based on the requirements of Macheles. Again, do you require that also in Chulin? If you require that also in Chulin, even though the source is Kodshim, that would be intriguing. Again, Elikai's Bali Tosis on Latara works very, very nicely with that. Namely, on the contrary, even in Kodshim, it's a din of Kli. Now, why would you need a Kli, as opposed to a Kli Sharis, for Kodshim, especially if it was limited to Kodshim. If it applies to Kodshim and to Chulin, so one could say that's Xeris HaKasuv of Machelas, which we learned from the Akedah. And as we saw, the Akedah itself is a kind of dialectical situation. It's both Kodshim and Chulin, in a way. Anyways, you could say that's just part of the definition of Shechita, a Hechsher Shechita, that it requires a Kli. However, at least in the context of Kodshim, it's possible to suggest something else. The Rav once suggested this. I don't know how seriously he meant it. I didn't hear this directly. I heard this indirectly some years ago. But I think it's an interesting idea. I'm just not sure, since it's a little bit speculative. Again, I'm not so sure whether it was, you know, an off-the-cuff suggestion or something that was meant in a more concrete way. Rav just pointed out, I mean, what is this point of Kli? So he wanted to also make a different suggestion for the Rambam. Apparently didn't like what I was suggesting, which is that there's a flexible way to look at Shechitas Kodshim. So he suggested the following. If you look at the Gemara in Sota there are really three Kalim. Right? There's the Kalim that the Kli Sharis is that we know of in terms of their function. That is to put the mincha in a kli, in the kadesh, the entire mincha, right? And your komets min a kli. And then after the kmitza, to put the kmitza back into a kli before the haktara. But there's a earlier role of kli as well, and that is the havas, hamincha, right, into the azara, which is supposed to take place in a kli. It doesn't have to be a kli shares, but a kli aroi lios kli shares, or so it would appear. And when it comes to mincha sota, right, so there it's be, it's in a different kind of kli, right, to match the particular requirements of mincha sota. And we find this phenomenon elsewhere too. When you bring bikurim to the mikdash, right, v'samta baten. So the Rav wanted to suggest that if you look at the Rambam, I didn't bring it, in Hilchos Sota, look at the Ramadukh Sota, Paragimel, on that Mishnah, the Mishnah Sota Yudalit, Omer Aleph. So if you look at the Rambam there, the impression that you get is that this is not just a nice thing to do, but maybe it's a din d'oraisa. In other words, there's a concept of havas, a karban, to the azara. So he suggested, so where do you have havas, a karban? A mincha, we understand. So you put the mincha in a kli, you bring it to the mikdash. And we also understand why it doesn't necessarily have to be klisharei, it's because you start from outside the mikdash. It's not an avoda per se. You start outside the mikdash and you bring it into the mikdash. But it should be something, in most cases, which is roi, maybe in the klisharei, so maybe not in the kasota. How do you have that, or do you have that with a behema? So this is the part that's a little speculative. I'm not sure, you know, how seriously it was to be taken. But he suggested that maybe that might be an explanation for some Rishon why you require a kli. Because you can't be the bringing of the animal. An animal is a, you know, is not nitfas bahava in the normal sense. Right? You can lead the animal, but that's, you can't put an animal into a kli. What he was suggesting was that the act of shechita is two things at the same time. First and foremost, obviously, it's the mekadesh of the behema, right? That's part of its kedushas karban, as we discussed, and we'll discuss again in just a minute. But in addition to that, maybe from that point of view, you don't need a kli at all. You just need an act of shechita. Maybe the requirement for a kli is in order to have this sense of haba b'kli. It's not haba, it's, you know, it's presence, but by using a kli, you're kind of mimicking, you know, what happens to the mincha on a different level. Again, I think it's a speculative idea, but an interesting idea. And if that would be true, so then maybe we'd understand why l'chatchila you would require a kli shares. It's like you require roi l'kli shares in the case of mincha, but maybe here you'd require a real kli shares l'chatchila because you're not coming outside of the azara into the azara, since the hema is a, you know, is a bar halicha on its own. So it's not the act of bringing it in per se. It's when it's there to kind of acknowledge, you know, its presence there, the kli shares ba'azara. So that's an interesting, I think, suggestion, and it's a different thing, an interesting approach to the Rambam. If not, in terms of the Bali Tosas, then this, the requirement of kli but not kli shares in kachim, really is obviously a shechita halacha more than a kachim halacha. And the fact that it's derived from Macheles would be of particular interest. Okay. Having said that, let's move back to another point in the Rambam, and that is the question of why the Klisharis' role is only L'chatchila. Yeah.
Can we say that maybe we see a new Dalet on the base that Shechita, you know, has a sort of quasi-avoda status in between, and that the Kli sort of represents that? Meaning,
well, except that, you know, quasi-avoda, why does that mean Kli as opposed to Klisha? How do you know that a Kli has any quasi status in avoda as opposed to klisharis?
Because it has formality to it without kedusha, and so too though the avoda has this formality of being defining the korban without.
Right, I'm just saying we don't know. You might be right, but I'm just saying you'd want to show evidence from elsewhere that the use of a kli, you know, without a klisharis, is a meaningful category in kachet, mm-hmm. in the avoda. You're just saying, well, it is a more, instead of just, you know, doing it haphazardly, at least you're using a kli, so that formalizes it a little bit. Maybe, it could be. I'm just saying you'd want to know where else in Kachim, if anywhere else in Kachim, we find that. Yeah, getting back to the Rambam and the Ramban for a second, here I just wanted to mention Rishi Zalman Meltzer, and in light of that, just to clarify something else that we discussed. Rishi Zalman Meltzer was bothered, as everybody else is, if you hold that you don't need a klisharis for the Aved, according to both the Rambam and the Ramban, it's only l'chatchila. So how do you read the Gemara in Sota? Well, the Gemara in Sota says that the two kiddush klis of the mincha, right, before kmitza and after kmitza, are patterned after the sakan shel shechita and its connection to the dam, and then the kabbalah sadam b'klisharis. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara makes that equation, which is why the Rishonim are comfortable with kli shares as requirement. They invoke that Gemara in Sota. That's the strongest Gemara that there is, that equation. How do you get out of that equation if you don't require a kli shares? So we already explained that who says that the Mekadesh is the Sakin? The Mekadesh could be the Maisa Shechita. And I think there's a lot of evidence for that. And it's a very compelling view, as we discuss, we'll get back to it just in another minute as well, just to flesh out some of the other nafkamina. However, if you don't believe that, so then you have a funny situation. Number one, you have a Gemara that's problematic. But even if you didn't have the Gemara, you would still have the comparison. I mean, it is true that a mincha just doesn't work. You know, it's not a havamina, it's not a l'chatchila. In a mincha, if you don't have the kiddush kli before and after the knitza, so then you just can't be makter at al gavim mizbeach. So why should that be different than shchita, where b'di'eved you can get away with one kiddush, the kabbalah sadat? That's true for both the Rambam and for the Ramban. Now you could answer to say, well, in the case of Kabbalah, this is one of the things I said on Thursday. Maybe Kabbalah Saddam, the Klishares, is able to accomplish two things at the same time, B'di'eved, according to the Ramban. Is it clear that the Ramban is saying that B'di'eved you don't need two kiddushes, or is the Ramban saying that you can accomplish both in one fell swoop through Kabbalah for the Klishares, as opposed to the Mincha, where you can't, where the distinction between the kmitza, pre-kmitza, post-kmitza means that, the post-kmitza Kabbalah is not going to help you if you were absent the first kmitza. I mean, the first kiddush kli, sorry, the whole of the total mincha. So there could be other answers to this question. But interestingly enough, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer's answer is to draw the following distinction and highlighting what we were talking about the other day. The other day, we're trying to explain what are all these Kiddush B'Kli Shares. Right? You can just say the Gzeres HaKasos, but obviously we want to understand them. So what I tried to explain was that there are several transitions that are taking place in every Karba. Right? Number one, transition from Kedushas Damin to Kedushas Haguf. Again, I'm simplifying it just to make it easier. Kedushas Haguf to Kedushas Karban. And even from Kedushas Karban, there may be another transition, and that is to prepare a particular Chafza for actual Hakrava. Now, whether or not all these transitions are required, or some of them are incorporated, one and the other, that's not so clear. The difference between Kedushas Damin and Kedushas Haguf obviously is very crucial. As for the difference between Kedushas Haguf and Karban, and the difference between Karban and Cheftza Roi LaKrava, right, those are much more subtle. So Rabbi Zal Meltzer's idea is to be mechalik between Zvachim and Menachos on that issue, and that's how he tries to explain the Rambam. Because when it comes to a Mincha, basically, the Kedushas Peh, when you're designating this Soles and Lavona and all the good things, these are going to be used for a karma. So he basically argues that the Kedushas Peh only creates the status of Kedushas Dam, which is what Reb Chaim says to already, Reb Chaim in a minute. So all you're left with is Kedushas Dam. There's no Kedushas Agur. And in theory, there could be Pidgin at that point, or if not, it would be for some technical reason. Either way, you have to transition to Kedushas Haguf. The transition to Kedushas Haguf is the first nesina of the Kli Sharis. That is his argument. Therefore, it's indispensable. Then, even if it has Kedushas Haguf, it doesn't have Kedusha L'Hakrava. Right? The Kemitza is the Davar HaNikra V'Ala Mizbeach. The Mincha needs to be Kedushas Haguf. The Kemitza needs to have Kedushas Hakrava. The Kedushas Hakrava is accomplished through the second Kli Sharis. However, he says, when it comes to a zebach, the kedushas peh already creates kedushas haguf. Why it's so is a different story, but whatever it is, the behema is omed lakach, whatever the reason is, that he doesn't discuss, there could be various explanations, but he's reconstructing the phenomenon, which is, in the kedushas peh of a behema, korban, of a zebach, creates kedushas haguf. Already. You're already one step ahead. The only thing is, you have to turn it into Kedushas Karban or Kedushas Hakrava. For that, B'di'eved, it's enough to have one Kiddush B'Kli. Aye, what about the Gemara in Sota and equates the two. All the Gemara there really meant to say was, just because you have Kedushas HaGuf already doesn't mean that you don't also require a special Kedushas HaKrava. So that even though the Sakin may have touched the Dam, right, even if the Sakin touched the Dam, you're still going to need Kabbalah B'Klisharis. And so too, just because the Mincha has Kedushas HaGuf, because it's already, as an entire Mincha, been Kaddish B'Klisharis, doesn't mean that you don't need a separate Kiddush B'Klisharis for the Knitza, because you still need Kedushas HaKrava. I'll just read you the languages and see, I'm not making it up, but this is, I think, I don't know if it's so different than other, I think it's very logical, but he says it very clearly. V'nir da'chilek u'pashut, the behema kishemekadsha gam kodim shchita, he kadosh kedushas haguf. Ela de'kishanasis balmum, amra Torah de'mahani pidjon. Or you could say that at that point that it compromises the kedushas haguf. Ava menachos kodim shediskadish b'klishares, enim kadoshim kedushas haguf. V'lo miboy l'shmuel. He says maybe it depends on the Machlokas Shmuel and Raboshia. Shmuel says in Menachos that ad shelo kidsho yesh lem pidyon, right? Afilu tahorin. Obviously, if you can be have pidyon, it doesn't have kedushas haguf. El afilu Raboshia. Raboshia has some other reason. There's gzeras hakasuv why there's no pidyon, but there is no kedushas haguf. It's just kedushas dam. Avolam mishum de kedoshim kedushas haguf. El mikra she yitem imenu lashem lechayiv lakriv olamizbeach. If it's royal mizbeach. And therefore he says, "Lachen shaper tzarich klishare shetiskade shamincha kedushas haguf v'shetei ruuya lekmitza." The Gemara Besota only tells us that tzarich lachzer lekadesh achar kabbalah, hani mishum dekshenaga saga medam kodesh shetiskabel bekli od lo hava hadam roy luzrika dini lakrava. Achnami kodem she nikmats hakometz afshahi munach beklishares lahaya roy le lahaktir. Lachen tzarich lekadesh beklishares. So it isn't a perfect equation, but there's enough in there to explain the Gemara in Sota. I think that's what Rav Chaim basically says also in Perek Ches, Halacha Yudeis of Psulei HaMukdashim, again, talking about the same Gemara in Sota. It's just not so clear in Rav Chaim that he's making the distinction between Behema and Mincha, but if you look at the Griz in a number of places, one second, this is the same of time as I talked about, as again the one we spoke about in Chibetz HaKodesh, the same Reb Chaim. It starts off with the problem of Chibetz HaKodesh, and that's where Reb Chaim develops the idea that Chibetz HaKodesh doesn't apply to Kedushas HaGuf, it applies only to Korban. It's really based on analysis of this Gemara in Sota. Nir Lomar, Pima de Issa B'Sota, in the middle of the piece, Tafi Dalin, Seder Menachos, Kates, and other maybe Mincha, etc. Ad quotes the Gemara. The Gemara Shom Menosin the Klisharis on the Kadsho, Lomli Akid Shechada Zimna, Midahava Dam, Dam Afagav the Kadshase, Sake Betzabar, Hoder Mekadishle, Hakanami Loshna. Hare, the Kometz, Bulavona, Gabal Achashinis Kadshim Beklisharis, Imyasar Hamincha, Tzrichin Klisharis Sheni Likadushay. Question is why? So he explains. This is the question. This is what he's trying to explain. Try to find the line. Explains. The fizarim is veres misveres heitei of kol asugya. The bem is gamul pi asokadai dechmari belevona lachashin skatcha beklishares. The shaper have a kodesh kedusha saguf heitei klishares harishon. Brak the kiven the kol zman shalom skatcha beklishares hasheni imakomets or idain ena ruuya likarev. Al kochach ena bechlal asher yikarev kiven dakati lachazi lakrava. So basically what he's saying is that exactly what Rabbi Sazal Meltzer says here, and that is that there's Kedushas Damim prior to the after the Kedushas Pad, but there's lacking Kedushas Aguf. Then you have Kedushas Aguf b'kli rishon that it goes into, which is Mekadesh. And then the Kli Sheni is what transforms it into Kedusha l'hakrava. He says it earlier also. After all, the Gemara says in Meila, a komitz alavona, a ktores, molim and mishahukdashu, kidshu bikli, hukshur li pasa b'tzful yom. It's only after the Nesina b'toch klishares that the rules of tzful yom, mechusa kipurim, and lina apply. Why? Hu mishum, the kodim shekidshu bikli, meaning it's only kedushas peh, ein bahem rak kedushas damim, below kedushas aguf. Ve'enim b'chlal v'habasar dekra. It's only after that you have a kiddush b'kli shares that it turns into a karban, and once it turns into a karban, then it has to have the next step. I'm sorry, that turns into kiddush haguf, then it has the next step of hakrav. But if you look in the grids in all the different places, you dalad amid beis and zvachin tazayin amid beis, minachos sidalad amid beis. So basically, he doesn't speak in these terms. He speaks mostly in terms of Kedushas Peh having Kedushas Haguf, and then the two other transitions being from Karban, Kedushas Haguf to Kedushas Karban, and Kedushas Karban to Roy Lahaktara or Lahakrava. But in most of the Rayas are really from Menachos. So I don't know whether he means to distinguish, like Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, between Zvachim and Menachos, but certainly the evidence would point in that direction. What's important about this is the following. And what would you say about the various dinim? Again, the Chaim alludes to some of them, and the Grizz to others, and Mrs. Al Meltzer as well. But the whole bunch of dinim in Kodshim that begin at different times. As we say, Lina and Yotze and Me'ila. So some Rishonim seem to view them as a package. They all go at the same time. And other Rishonim seem to disagree. If you look, for example, in Zvachim, Nachaf and Beis, and in Menachos, all over the place, there's this debate between Rashi and the Bali Kosis with regard to Psul Yotze. When does Yotze begin? So the Rashi seems to say that Yotze begins after the first Kiddush, the klisharis. When a mincha is the Scottish the klisharis the first time, that's when the psul yotze begins. As it seems, does lina and tvul yom and the chusa kippurim, all those things seem to begin at the first kiddush of the klisharis. That seems to be Rashi's view in Oliver's Vachem and Menachos. And the Bali Tosis disagree. Tosis then, there on Chafon Beis and Vachem, says, no, the psul yotze only begins at the second kiddush, not at the first. So basically, again, it seems to be this argument: if there are different stages in the transitions of a karban, from damim to guf, from guf to karban, from karban to chafetz shalroi lakraba, which of these stages is koveya with regard to the different dinim? And in light of this, which is one of the reasons I mentioned it, perhaps one can better understand the shita of the Ritva on our sugya. Adam, what does Ritva say? The Ritva here in Cholim. Simcha?
It says that the Kedusha Saddam was in Mekadosh Saddam, so you need some sort of a food. Might be a lesser food, but you still need some sort of a food.
So is it Mekadosh or it's not Mekadosh?
It is Mekadosh.
But so
not,
what's
not entirely.
Ah. So the Chiddush of the Ritva is, let's zero in on it, the Ritva is a new Shita. So we have basically five or six Shitas in the Sugya. One is you need a Klisharis, as we discussed. The other is you need a Kli. We discussed that a little bit. Not a Klisharis. Funny kind of compromise Shita. You don't need a Klisharis or a Kli. Right? Shitas Arambam. Pashtas of our Gemara, some of the Bali Tosis. Third Shita. You're Mechalik between the Chatchil and the Bdiabed. That's the fourth Shita. Rambam and the Ramban. But as we explained, they too are different, and there are nafkamina between them, right, in terms of their emphasis. That's the fourth shita. And the fifth shita is, the fifth shita, I would say, is the Chiddush Aran. I don't know if I signed that or not. The Chiddush Aran says, you need a klishares, but the definition of klishares in Shechita is different than Kli Shareis elsewhere. The Haraya, it's Ksher Bazar. So he's not saying, well, we got the sixth Shechita, which is the Ritva in a minute, he's not saying that the Kiddush in this Kli Shareis is inferior to any other Kiddush. Not saying that at all. He's just saying the definition of Kli Shareis for Shechita, which is Ksher Bazar, is different than Kli Shareis in Kol HaMikdash Kula. Normally, Kli Eitz wouldn't work because we pass it like Rebbe. Here, Kli Eitz works because Shechita Ksher Bazar. I'll explain that in just a minute. That's the Chiddush Sharan in our Sefer. Then there's the final Shechita, which is the Ritva. The Ritva says, you know, a little more than the Ran. You can get away with a Kli Shareis of Eitz, right? Even Rebbe will agree. The reason that you can do that is because, again, Simcha, because the Kedusha of the Kli Shareis is the Miktsas, not the Kula. We just don't know what that means. And then he says, and that's why he points to a specific Nafkamina, namely, Simcha, what halacha? What halacha doesn't apply until Kabbalah? Michael?
So Yotze.
And he specifically says the Nafkamina will be, number one, Kli Eitz, and number two, Yotze. So what's the thing about Yotze? How come Yotze isn't? I mean, what is he saying? Obviously, Me'ilah, Tzvul Yom, Chazak Yipurim, Lina, but these things apparently do begin. It's just Yotze that doesn't begin. So what's the special yichus of Yotze? What's he really saying? What is this whole idea of Miktsas Kedusha but not Kola Kedusha? It sounds like what he's saying is that, you know, had this required a full Kli Shareis, it's not. Also, I mean, it seems according to the Ritva, it doesn't matter whether you use a Kli Eitz. It's not saying if you use a Kli, it's not saying what the Ramban says. Namely, you know, you can either choose to do, according to the Ramban, you can choose to do a full Kedusha with a Kli Shareis, or you can hold off and rely on, you know, the Kabbalah of the Kli Shareis and the Kabbalah Sadam. The Ritva's not saying if you use a Kli Mateches, so then you'll have a Psul Yotze. And if not, you know, if you don't use a Kli Eitz, which is the, you know, the backup, so then you won't have a Psul. He's not saying that. He's saying the Kiddush of Shechita, by virtue of the fact that it's Ksher Bazar, is a compromised Kiddush, or it's a Miktsas Kiddush. That's why there's no problem using a Kli Eitz. And that's why it's ineffective no matter what you use for Yotze. What I'm trying to explain here is that what's really going on is the question of where you draw the line in this whole business, in this whole equation. Namely, what is happening in these various transitions in the Korban? From Kedushas Damim to Kedushas Haguf, from Kedushas Haguf to Kedushas Korban, and from Kedushas Korban to Kedushas Hakrava. And that is what the Ritva seems to be talking about, namely that Shechita, which, you know, you maybe according to other Rishonim is Mekadesh Mor, even Linyan Yotze, is not going to have that effect according to the Ritva because it's too connected to the fact that Shechita Zar works, or maybe to Shechita Schulen, and therefore it doesn't have the full impact of creating Kedusha Lahakrava. So basically the idea would seem to be that the purpose of the Kli Shareis isn't just to be makshir the Zrikas Adam. It sounds like what we're saying is, which you know, according to everybody else, what's the point of the Kli Shareis for the Kabbalah Sadam? The answer is no. The Korban is a Korban in all of its facets, and it's Roy Lahakrava, but it's specifically the Chetz Shaldam needs a Kabbalah, the Kli Shareis. That's because you're going to throw that on the Mizbeach. It seems like what the Ritva is saying is even the Kedusha Hakrava, never mind the Hechsher Hakrava, requires the Kabbalah Sadam. That's what the Ritva is saying. So don't appeal. Whereas the Ran is also saying something similar, but point to the Ran, basically, you haven't compromised the role of Kedusha Shechita, but what we are saying is, he's taking it in the other direction, the fact that it's Ksher Bazar puts less emphasis on the Kli itself, and as such, you can get away with a different kind of a klisharis. To explain the Ran, maybe we would go back again to the discussion of the Griz and the Ramban, which was that even if you do require a klisharis, and certainly if you don't, and we were explaining that it's the zvicha, it's the shchita, that's the davar hamakadesh in its own way. So if that's true, so then even if you require a klisharis, it's not a klisharis in the same function as the klisharis for Kabbalah Saddam or other klisharises. Again, the same piece, and this is on Meltzer, he says, and again, I think a lot of Akronim say this and agree with it, he just points out that there are two logical functions for a klisharis. One is when you need the klisharis to be mekadesh through contact, because you have to make something kadosh or more kadosh, so it has to touch a klisharis. Kol nogeya bo, ikdash. And then there's another idea of klisharis, and that is simply what he calls sherut, which he says is more fundamental. V'nir etamid letzorech klisharis b'shchita, delo matzinu din klisharis ala b'shnei ofanim. Tzorech sha'idea klisharis yiskadesh adavar shetzorech la'akrivo u'kemo b'mincha. And base im osa avoda dezeu sherus. Dezeu tzorech klisharis, the ikar klisharis, then he goes on to explain that the dam, according to the Rambam, the dam of the korban doesn't require the contact kedusha of the sakin shel shchita. And since shchita is ksher bazar, one could argue it's not a maisa sherut. And then we explain the mitzad agavra, mitzad maisa independently, etc. So maybe the idea of the Ran is a perfect expression of that. The Ran is saying is, shchita requires a klishares, but you can get away with a klietz. It's a different kind of the fact that it's kshera bizarre shows you that it's a different kind of a shchita. Maybe what he's trying to say is, there's no, if it was, to be mekadesh, the dam, in the normal way a klishares is mekadesh, then you would require toch, right, and then you would require klisharis shal mateches. But if it's just a broader sherut b'mikdash, or maybe he's going even a step further than that, mitzad ha-cheftza, it's an avoda; mitzad ha-gavra, it's not an avoda. The distinction we made the other day, and therefore it requires a different kind of klisharis, a different kind of sherus. But either way, we can now understand. I think both shitas of mitzvah and the shita of the kiddush yaran both compromises in a way, in light of the broader understanding of these processes of kachin. The question whether or not we're dealing with kiddush adam in shchita b'sakin, or we're dealing with again the mekadesh of maisa shchita, we already discussed several nafka mina, would affect a bunch of other things. Number one, as I said before, but I just want to go back to it, some of the Gemaras that speak about Shechita as being Mekadesh, and even the Sakin as being Mekadesh, don't speak about the Dam, only the Gemara in Sota speaks about the Dam. Some of them speak about the Lachmei Toda, the Shtei Alachem, the Nesachim. So it's just important to understand that if we're not talking about physical contact, then you're almost forced to say that it's the Maisa Shechita and the turning it into a Zebach that is Mekadesh. Even then, that whole idea, that you can be Mekadesh, the connections to the Korban, and what the level of connection is still a huge topic. And certainly one can be Mechalek between the different examples I mentioned the other day, whether it's Shtel Echem or Lachmei Toda or Nesachim, what exactly is the Tziruf and the level of dependence on these independent Korbanos that are linked. Is one just an adjunct for the other? Which is an adjunct for which? These are all important issues. But the whole point is, if you're going to use kiddush sakin, the word kiddush, the phrase kiddush sakin, when you're not talking about physical contact at all, you're certainly not talking about kiddush adam in the way that that we speak about it in Kabbalah Saddam b'klisharis. So then to say that we're talking about kiddush al yedei Maisa voda of shchita, or maisa zvicha, or turning it into a zebach, it just makes much more sense. Moreover, as we explained the other day, the nafkamina will be, are we being mekadesh the dam, and this is a din in the dam, or it's a din in the total korban. There are nafkamina for that too, both if you don't use a kli shares, the three possible shittas that we mentioned the other day, straight from the yad, ibur tzura, or you just haven't done anything because you haven't turned this into a zeva, as well as the question of whether the dinim of psula bakodesh begin at shchita or begin at kabbalah sadan. There's also machlokas different tosas in different places we mentioned on Thursday. So there are a few other nafkamina too, or at least possible nafkamina. The Bali Tosas discussed the question, and the Achronim seize on this. Let's say you did a shchita, but you didn't finish the rov simanim, and you were makabel adam already. You did the kabbalah sadam before the gemar rov simanim. So they said the kabbalah sadam took place before the shchita was finished. Would that be a proper kabbalah sadam or not? That's, do you have the kiddush of the sakin on the dam? And then the next stage of kiddush adam beklishares, or did you, you know, move too quickly and out of order, and you ended up that your kabbalah sadam was prior to the act of shchita, the avodah of shchita. So this is again one of the rayas that the Grizz speaks about in one of the places there. I don't remember which one, either Sota Yudalid or Menachos Yudalid or Zvachim Tezayin. I don't remember which one. This is one of the issues that they raise. Tosis and Me'ila and Tosis and Bava Kamma seem to say that if the Kabbalah and the Klishares precedes the Gemar Shvita, it's still a fine Kabbalah Sadam. But that could be for one of two reasons. So if you hold like the literalist reading of the Gemar and Sota, and like the Ramban, that we're really talking about Kiddush, Dam, Besakin, and it really is exactly like Mincha in that sense, namely, you want to be Mekadesh, the Dam, twice, it's not a bit in the Korban. So then it makes total sense. That's why should we really care that the shechita is incomplete? The fact is it was still a kiddush adam number one, and now there's kiddush adam number two. If you require, if it's based on the zvicha of the shechita, so then you might say that it depends on the sugya of yeshu of the shechita and the tchila of yad. So that's what happens if something takes place before the gemar shechita, but there ultimately is a gemar shechita. Do you look at the tchila, right, kodem agmar, as part of that process, or you know, until you've done that, you know, nick that, you know, takes you over the top, you know, into the rove, you've done nothing. That's a possibly depends on the sugya of yeshu and shchita and tchila v'yatzov, but certainly if you hold that it's the literal reading of the gemara and sota, then you would not require that at all. That would be an important important issue in connection with that. And then, of course, we discussed already the Gemar Menachos, so maybe Dafka don't need Kavana and Klishares, and there's no Toch. That was also a Raya of the Gris. Okay, so these are, and in general, I say it's a whole different perspective on what it is that is taking place. Okay. And finally, just two other quick Aras. And they are as follows. Number one, the Me'iri and Dafayin Tesam and Aleph explains that, you know, it must be that you require klishares for shchita. Otherwise, who else brought it to my attention? Michael? Who mentioned it the other day? Ayin Tes. Oh, you brought the other one. They saw through the Knesset for Shalom. Well, who mentioned it to me the other day? I just remember everybody makes. Oh, Jason, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, otherwise it'll be a question of Ma'ayo Chulin Bazar. That's just a wild line that, you know, since we're here, we should just note it. Yeroi Misuga Zu, this is Ayin Tassan Aleph. Shasakin with Klishares. The Chemisaka Chibuas, again, Sakin Moshchas on the Mashain. Again, I want to reiterate what Michael just walked out for a second, but I want to reiterate what I said before also. The Me'iri quotes Sakin Moshchas on the Mashain, the Gemara and Shibuas stuff in base of base. The only one who quotes that is Araya. That, you know, you need a klisharis. But as we explained, that has nothing to do with kiddush adam. That has to do with defining, oh, there it is, defining the karban as a karban. So the fact that the Miri quotes shvuas in base on base, again, would be further raya, as there are the gemaras that speak about shchita being mekadesh, not sakin, and Rashi Menachos Yedalim, and they're speaking about Shechita being Mekadesh, not Sakin. Even though the language of the Gemara in Shavuos is Sakin, Moshkos, and the Mashahein, but the whole context, again, works very nicely with the Griz's idea that we're really talking about the Avoda of the Shechita. But then one of his rayas is, and he quotes this raya in both places. I don't know about the third place. I didn't check the third place. Does he quote that also in Knesset Rishonim? Is the one that he quotes? V'chein sharei kol shehu chulin osur lachniso lazara. That's just an interesting raya, just food for thought. There's a debate in the Rishonim generally whether the din of hachnasas chulin lazara applies only to a behema and a would-be korban, or a potential korban, or it also applies to other dibrei chulin. Obviously things that are, in some respect, ru'uyin lekadshe. That's a big debate among the Rishonim. And the Meiri is taking a stand on that question. Some people think even if it is, it might be limited to Ochlim. The Meiri is assuming that it would apply to Kalim as well. And there are probably others who agree. But there's an additional Chiddush here in the Meiri, namely, Eliyahu? Is it so obvious, even if you extend this idea to Ochlim and even to Kalim, that you would apply it in this case? If you could bring? Yeah, but so even aside, let's assume you take the more stringent view, which the Meiri is taking. You can't bring divrei chol that are in any way connected to karbanos or to potential use in karbanos. You can't bring them into the azara. Right? But still, would it apply to, it says, v'chein, sharei kol shu chulin, osu lachnisu lazara, and therefore it must be that you can only use a sakin kli sharis, because otherwise a sakin would be kol, and you bring it into the azar. David?
If it's
ma'adi? Sorry?
The fact that it's...
Well, it sounds like those people who think that there's no requirement of kli sharis seem to think that even l'chad chilu can just sort of bring rayas from the gemaras and psachim, you know, but people bring it in besam, assuming that they didn't make it into a kli sharis. So that... I'm just saying misvara from a chulin lazara standpoint. There's a huge difference here. If I say that, you know, you have a behema or something else which is roi lekudshin, and you bring the chulin into the azara, and that's a violation. It doesn't belong here. Or you should have brought kudshin things. That's totally different than if I say al pidin, there's no concept of a klishares for shechita. So it's not that I'm bringing chulin lazara, just that when it comes to sakin shel shechita, there's no concept of kedusha. So the Meiri is assuming here that anything having to do with karban or kadshim that's chol, that's being brought into the azara, is an isur per se. It's just that's the isur, that's the objective isur. Or one could have said that only if there's a parallel chalos Kedusha, right, which you should be bringing instead. But if you take the view of the Rishonim that there's no concept of klishares in Sakin Shel Shechita, then any Sakin Shel Shechita is appropriate for the Azara. So the Meiri is just taking a very hard line stance he's entitled to. If you ever discuss Sugya Kul and Bazara, this is an important Meiri to remember. It's a huge Kiddush, even beyond the Rishonim that he's representing, who say that objects are included or items are included in Chulin Bazar. Yeah.
Is Meiri saying more that because he thinks that Klisharis might be a part, might be potentially something that needs Klisharis, and therefore has to be Klisharis, or is he saying it's Kol Shechita in all Chulin Bazar? Like if you throw a rock.
It sounds to me like the second, otherwise it's not a very good raya, that's all I'm saying. If he means the first, then he's already prejudging the issue that he's trying to prove. That he's trying to prove that you need, he's trying to prove against the Rishonim who say that cliche. Well, let me put it this way. I think your power is good. Let me just reformulate. If his objection is against the Rambam, then it's a stronger objection than if his objection is against the Baal Tosfos. In other words, if he's saying, you know, the Rambam holds that klisharis is required l'chatchila, but b'dieved you can get away with what you get away with now. So then you can say, well, there is a chalos klisharis sakin shel shechita, and therefore if there is such a chalos, then bringing sak and chul and bazara should be a problem. Even then, I think it's vulnerable to attack, based on what I said, but not as much. But if he's attacking baletosis, who are going to say, there's no chalos klishares for sak and shel shechita, this has no impact, that doesn't exist. There's no lechatchila, and there's just no concept. So that is the definition of what belongs in the Azara for Shechita. Then to say, but nonetheless, it's a tool and it's chol, and still say that's chol b'Azara is to take a very hard line view of that halach. Okay, that's number one. Number two, I wanted to bring attention to Mikdash David. I think I gave it on the original Maror Kamos, right? Mikdash David raises this interesting question, which a lot of Achronim deal with. And that is, if you hold that you don't require a klisharis for a shechita, so what will you do with the Gemara in Zvachim, which seems to say that if you have a sakin shel shechita, a klisharis, which is nifgam, something happens to it, so you're not allowed to be matakin it, and you're not allowed to be podet, right? You have to be donez it. What's going on here? If it's not a klisharis, so at best, it would be owned by Kadshim and it would be Kedushas Damim. And why couldn't you be Poda? This idea of, you know, Davar Nifgam, that you can't be Batakein, that requires Gunid, normally we associate that with Kedushas Haguf. We don't associate it with Kedushas Damim. That's the question that he asks. So the Grizz discusses that question as well. And again, in one of those pieces, I think the one in Sota also, in the Dalar Beis, where he says that maybe the requirement of Gneza is not always a function of Kedushas Haguf or Klisharis, per se. Sometimes we find that Kli Shetashmisho Bakodesh also Lishtamishbo L'chulin. It's a matter of Kavod, and even to the point of Gneza. He quotes the debate between the Balamar and the Ramban about, I think, Avonim Shenif Gamim, or Nishenif Gamu. And there's a debate whether or not they have Kedushas Haguf or only Kedushas Damim. Ramban says they have Kedushas Haguf. He says, Baharaya, you're not allowed to fix them, and you have to get rid of them. You have to be gonez them. You can't be poda them, and you can't fix them. The Balamor obviously disagreed. The Balamor felt that these have Kedushas Damim, not Kedushas Haguf, and yet it is true that they require Geniza. So, Scarvel will explain that this is a totally different halacha, and if you look at the source of the halacha, it's in the Tosefta. The real idea is not so much a distinction between Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Damim, or Klishares, and simply Vedic Abayis, but the real idea is that something which is Tashmisho Bekodesh, Aser Lishtamishbo Bechulin, and even if there was a pigeon, as long as it's associated with Tashmish Kodesh, it still would be Zayon, to use it for Chol. And therefore, it requires Geniza. So, if you say that, you could say that here as well. Sakin shel shechita is not a klisharis, but since it's being used likedusha in the context of the mikdash for kadshim, so therefore, if it's nifgam, it requires Geniza. That's his answer. The mikdash tafid himself is different. Anybody saw it? Anybody get a chance to see the mikdash tafid? Nobody. Mikdash tafid was shut out. But it was on the Maror Kamos. Yeah.
It wasn't listed under Sakin, unfortunately. It was, so
it got mixed up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So basically what he suggests is that there are two types of klishares, which again this fits into what we've been discussing. He says there's a klishares which requires a Shemana Mishcha. At the time there was Shemana Mishcha, and after Shemana Mishcha, the Avodasa Mechanchaso. But the first base of Mikdash would require Shema Mishka. That's one kind of klisharis. But he says that's the klisharis which is required for being Mekadesh through contact, the Cheftza. So Cheftza needs Kedusha through contact, requires Shema Mishka for that klisharis. And that Sakin Shel Shechita doesn't have. After all, there's no Toch anyway. Right, invoking the Gemara in Menachos, Taf Ayin Ches Amud Beis. But that doesn't mean it isn't a klisharis. Namely, it's still used in Sheirus Kedusha. So again, I think what he's trying to say is the same idea that Evan Hazel was saying, and many others, and that is that Kli Sharis really has two very quite different functions, maybe even more than two. One is as a Maisa Voda, and the other is in terms of Kiddush Kli, exactly like the Rambam and the Ramban in our Sugya, or the different Balei Tosis in our Sugya. Right? If you look at Tosis and Zvachim, Tzadi Zayin, and Shidu Kobetzis on Mem Zayin, but they're speaking about Kli Sharis as a requirement in Shchitas, a din of Avoda. Not necessarily the din in Kiddush Adam, like the Gemara in Sota and the Ramban. So I think the Mikash David is suggesting something a little radical, and that is that even people who don't believe that what they mean when they say you don't need a Kli Sharis is maybe you don't need Meshicha B'Shem and Amishcha. And the requirement of Mateches and not Eitz is related to that aspect of Kli Sharis. And that aspect of Kli Sharis is not required inside. But that you need, you know, Kli Sharis, or that it's considered Kli Sharis because you do the Avoda with it, even without Meshicha, even with Kli Eitz, maybe that would work as well. And what I think is a third option, that is if we were right in what we said in the Rambam, which is that even though it's true that generally there's no Kiyumim without Chiyuvim when it comes to Kli Sharis, because normally the definition of Kli Sharis is its need. But as we tried to explain, Shechita is a little bit different. Shechita is complicated. You know, they have all this Chulin and Kadshim and Ksheira Bazar, you know, so Dafka and Shechita, there's a little more flexibility that you can transform, you know, this action into a, you know, a Voda of Kedusha Lagamri. Maybe that's what the Rambam had in mind. It's up to you. So then, if you really are using a Kli Sharis, and there's a Chalos Kli Sharis, you know, even if it isn't the only way to accomplish Shechitas Kadshim, it's not because it's a reshus in Shechitas Kadshim, it's because you can make Shechitas Kadshim into more of an avoda or less of an avoda, like we explained in the other issues, when a Kohen does it, when he's wearing Big Day Kahuna, and so on and so forth. So then we would be able to explain the Gemara in Zvachim in that. Okay, stop here. Should we start with Parcheses? I guess we'll leave it. Okay, so Tuesday, let's try to finish all the Parcheses Tuesday again. Also look at the end of the Gemara. I think I gave you only the top of the Gemara. I'm Kuf Aleph. What is this?
Yeah.
Look at the. You have to skip a little part. Or don't skip it, but look at the bottom of the Gemara also, because the bottom of the Gemara is two Stekos, which you should really also integrate. One is about Tuma Blua. And the other is about Roveya. Those Sfeikos in the Gemara. Look at that also. And again, we're not going to spend too much time. We'll definitely finish it off on Tuesday, and hopefully we'll begin the Shakar Atari of Gibbon today.